With the one and only Guy Garvey. Nice to see you, man. Thanks for having us.
A pleasure. Thanks for coming.
Hey, listen, congratulations. First of all, birthday next week. The yeah. big 43, same as sure. myself. And a little Baba soon to arrive as well.
Yeah. Yeah, baby's going to be arriving, hopefully, a couple of weeks after the tour finishes.
So you've timed that very nicely. You wrap up the tour, you go on home, and then you start playing dad. I mean, it's a whole new world, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's I'm trying to get home at the minute as often as I can because Rachel's big as a hoose. No, it's all very exciting, yeah.
It's great. Actually, before we go too much more, and just because you're in Dublin, and I know you had a great night of it last night, I wanted to give you this. And before we start talking to this man, work that into a sentence. Now, you can put that'll magnetise and stick to your guitar case.
Okay.
So now work that into a sentence before you meet Connor.
Work it into a sentence.
Work that into a sentence before you talk to him.
Brilliant. So set me up with that one very nicely. Thanks, Marty.
Right. You'd be a feckin' Egypt to miss the gig tonight.
There you go. Well,
that'll do.
That'll do. You're welcome.
Now that he's been all nice, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Because it is your fault that I've had a very stressful 24 hours.
How come?
Well, basically, I was sitting in my car waiting for a friend of mine, listening to your new album, and I turned the engine off and continued listening to that album. And when I went to start that engine again, the bloody car was dead, and I ended up sitting in an underground car park for about 3.5 hours. But it does just go to show what a bloody brilliant album it is.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about your motor.
Well, you owe me £75 for a new battery, but we'll work that out later on. Okay. The themes of this album, very much in keeping with you guys. It's a lot about love. Is it safe to say that the wife and the impending baby influenced you?
Yeah, completely. It's opened up all kinds of doors. And alongside the love, there's sort of appall at the Brexit situation and just general awful news worldwide, division and hatred on the bloody march again. We decided that all of that should be somehow turned on its head and turned into a positive, hopeful, uplifting thing. As much as it can be, but yeah, alongside that, there's the kitchen sink drama of the title track. Little Fictions is all about fighting with the person you love, and the title itself, Little Fictions, refers to our social constructs right the way through to when you're arguing with somebody you love, you're actually pretending to be somebody you're not, and. Those are little fictions, you know.
Can you work some of that story then into, you know, Richard not being on the album after 25 years?
It's definitely in there, you know. No song is about one specific thing because the lyrics come from 40 years experience, you know. It's the sort of things that I remember that float around there or are actually in a journal. But yeah, sure. The end of the relationship with Richard is in there, and the beginning of the relationship with Rachel is in there as well.
Nice. I mean, obviously, first time out as well on the road without, you know, your full-time drummer behind you and stuff like that. Was that a weird one for the first show for you, or do you just get on with it if it's a whole new chapter?
Well, I've known Alex Reeves for a while. He played on my solo record and toured it with me. More of a known quantity for me than for the rest of Elbow. Jupp's departure about a year ago was a shocker. We weren't really expecting it, although it wasn't an entire surprise, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The decision to go on just the four of us and write the album that way was one thing. Then taking it live, we wondered how the audience would react and how the songs would stand up. But Alex is such an amazing drummer in his own right, and he's so nuanced and talented and powerful that he's already bringing something different to it. And actually the title track of the album wouldn't be what it is without him. He was in the room for the writing of that one.
And in terms of it seems to me anyway quite a beat heavy album compared to what you have done previously, which is ironic really, given the departure. But was that something that you consciously did, or did it just evolve like that?
Well, Craig's always been one part of the beat writing team, if you like. He's always had more of an interest in it than the rest of us. So him and Jupp would work together on all the grooves, really. not always harmoniously, but more often than not, when they were working together, that's where the strongest beats came from on previous records. Craig's a big fan of hip hop, and he brings some of that into the production values that he has. He did Steve Mason's solo album while I was doing my solo record, and that's a sparse work of brilliant genius as well. He's just like, he's very patient. You need to be very patient to work on drums because it's a noisy business.
Yeah, well, he's a drummer and he is a noisy
a wannabe,
business.
A wannabe noisy but business.
In terms
nah,
of...
Yeah. Like, have a go at yours. if I said do you want to do a sound check?
In terms of the lyric content of this album and previous albums, I guess, you seem to write stories about emotion and nostalgia and feeling rather than big kind of high-minded concept stuff. It's about you, I guess, and who you are as people. Is that true?
And
is
add it, that, is that add to that the one of the greatest voices of now singing those lyrics,
and also a wonderful arranger of strings and orchestral bits that you guys do. But is that just who you guys are?
Yeah, I think you should write what you know. If you're to be, unless you're writing pure fantasy. Mm. I sometimes turn memories into fantasy. So Firebrand and Angel on the album is romanticising a period of my past when I was in New York and single. In the song, it has me on a curbstone as high as a sofa, planning to open a bar on the corner of two fictitious streets called Firebrand and Angel until my missus turns up. And it's kind of what I did. But I only romanticised it and decided to put it in New York because the piano bass line on the front of that song reminded me of all the cop shows since Anatomy of a Murder. It just sounded like a cop show, so I put myself on the streets of New York where every good cop show should be.
To mention New York, New York Morning is one of my favourite tunes of all time. Again, it just paints so many pictures. With the new album, Trust the Sun, is there a supermarket till on the beginning of that song? Beep. Beep.
I haven't noticed that.
It's like there's like a little pulse that goes through it at the in the intro, and it's lit. Do you want to listen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on.
Right. This is intriguing.
Hang on now. Trust the Sun.
That sounds like a wok being hit to me.
Beep.
Very interesting.
Beep.
What do you get off it, Ken?
It could be an M&S. That's an M&S till.
I'm thinking more Waitrose.
It's marked with a Spanish guitar, but
muting the strings. Oh, I was convinced he's worked in some M&S in there.
Do you know what? We eat so much M&S. We should have a sponsorship offer.
Yeah.
We worked their tail into one of our songs. It's absolutely brilliant.
It used to be egg butties and things like that, and now it's like papaya salad.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's very hybrid.
We've changed.
And you used to be cool. You've changed.
Yeah. It's
changed.
Meal for two with Prosecco and strawberry cheesecake and all that.
Pretty much my life, actually.
It's not the worst.
Me and my missus have moved into a flat above at Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, listen.
So when that baby's born.
Nothing but M&S. Yeah, they do a low salt thing that for the kids, you know. So,
oh, that's all the taxi drivers in Manchester already hate me now that I've got a house.
You moved
in London.
To London though, haven't you? Yeah.
Well, I've got a house in Manchester. I've got a house in London. But yeah, my son's going to be in London, so what am I going to do?
You've got home
so that Manchester taxi drivers don't have anything to kick off about. Because you know what? I have to say, I did enjoy it the other way around. Yeah. That you know, I was saying to my friend today, they'd go. You're a good lad, aren't you? Yeah, you've not gone to that London. You stay around here, not like them bloody Gallaghers.
He's gotten a dig in now.
He's gotten a dig. Noel being one of my favourite songwriters. Yeah.
Your boy, Harry.
My little boy, Harry, is properly obsessed with Noel Gallagher.
Noel's great. I think he's fantastic.
Is that a backpedal now? Have you backpedaled?
No. It's the taxi drivers that have a problem with Oasis. I think they're great. Particularly their take on the world.
Listen. They certainly have an interesting take on the world. Smashing Pumpkins, you two, still a fan of their work?
Yes, huge fan, yeah.
I read an interview with you many, many years ago when you were saying that some of the early Smashing Pumpkins stuff was a a heavy influence on, on you guys. Is that still the case? What are you listening to these days?
We were listening to Pumpkins before we came on last night, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was proper bonding music for us from a long time ago.
Right.
What we're listening to at the minute? A lot of the Aussie stuff that came through a few years ago.
Like what?
Tame Impala and the Melodies Echo Chamber record. I don't know if you got into that. That's one of, or two of Tame Impala. And Melody Gardeau, I think she's called, French singer. Magic piece of really sensual psychedelia. But I'm really enjoying the OC's latest record, sort of psychedelic garage punk. It's pretty amazing.
And will you
high energy stuff?
Will you get to meet any of the U2 boys while you're here, or are they away?
There was rumours that Bono was coming tonight, actually.
Oh, there you go. Then you might come away. You might
of course.
Come
away. Listen, it's always nice to see him.
We really appreciate your time. We don't want to keep you away from that tea too much longer.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to play?
Can we play a game with you?
Play a game, real
okay.
quick.
Real quick.
We've got two favours to ask, actually, while you're standing there, right?
Oh, really?
Okay. This is the first one.
This is the first one.
Right.
Right.
Can we play a game of whose elbow is this?
With Guy from Elbow.
Wow, that is a knobbly elbow.
Isn't it just?
Is it someone who's injured themselves?
Over the course of several years, yes.
A rugby player?
Close, think different sport.
Hockey?
Much smaller.
A ball maybe this size.
That size.
A tennis
correct.
Elbow?
Is correct.
Tennis? Andy Murray.
That was the one and only.
Boris Becker.
Boris Becker.
Yeah.
It's Boris Becker's elbow. One more.
All right.
All right, you're going to have to give me the nationality.
He's from your neck of the woods.
Noel Gallagher?
Yes, it is.
Well done.
I actually got that from the guitar.
I was going to say, impressive. I put the guitar in there.
On purpose.
Just got a Hofner 335 there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And finally, this gentleman.
That's my shirt. So is that my elbow?
That is your elbow. Guy Garvey, thank you for playing. Whose elbow is this?
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I have one more quick favour, and I know because, you know, your little person is coming and all that, and you've seen mine. You remember your CBeebies days? Would you do me one real quick favour into that camera?
Sure.
And read what will be her favourite book.
Okay.
Which is going to take you all of 5 seconds.
Okay.
Can I just go and grab it?
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
Just leave me in the lurch there. Marty runs away. Right, here he comes. It's the smallest book in the world. Oh, I love this book.
And it's Incy Wincy Spider.
With the little thing.
I love it.
I love this.
So once again, just with your CBeebies voiceover on, would you read Incy Wincy Spider for my Eleanor? And she'll treasure this for absolute ever.
Okay,
you're
on. Okay. Hello, Eleanor. Incy Wincy Spider. Incy Wincy Spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed poor Incy out. There's a worm. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. So Incy Wincy Spider climbed up the spout again.
You, sir, are an absolute gent and legend. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you so, so much. That was
very
wonderful.
Very kind of you. Thank you so much for that.
Cheers.
Really appreciate it.
That was really, really nice.